A good morning to all. This year is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. The year of mourning is coming to an end, but obviously memories and influence do not come to an end as we finish the year. As I said at the beginning of the year, this year is about my murmurings as a minyanair and a mourner. And indeed, you see certain things when you're in a minyan and you're not davening. Namely, you're not the chazan, and you're actually saying, okay, if I'm here already, let me look around. So one of the things I've seen is as follows. This past Shabbos, a fine gentleman asked me, when I'm chazan, do I have to say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach at the beginning of Chazarat HaShatz, and Yiyul Ratzoni Meifri at the end of Chazarat HaShatz, out loud, or quietly? So I answered what I answered, didn't think much of it. Can you believe 2 days later, at a minyan, the chazan said, Yihyu l'ratzon yimrei fi, and someone said, shh. So of course, in other places you'd ignore it, but where I was davening, he looks back, what's your problem? And he screams back at him, you don't know what you're doing. And this goes back and forth, and it stops davening mincha for a few good seconds of recreation and a commercial break. Now, what's interesting about this story is something we've said many times. Shuls can bring out the worst in people. I'm pretty sure if a guy got onto a bus and he didn't take out his card first, no one would yell at him. And I'm pretty sure if a guy came into class and as the class was going, there's a phone call and the person looks at the phone, even though the lecturer made clear, don't look at your phones. But he fell once or twice. He looked at his phone because that's what he does all day. I'm not sure you'd lose your cool, but on this one, he lost his cool. So after davening, I go up to the fine gentleman who lost his cool, and I ask him, and he says, it's terrible, I'm a ratzon daven. And he was all shaken up. So I told him, you know, I deal with mass assimilation every day. My graduates are around the world dealing with this problem. There's no government in Israel that's a functioning government and 3 election campaigns in a year. And this is what you're worried about? I said, but I'm a ratzon, it's usher. I said, not exactly. But listen to the shear and you'll see. So that's where the shear came from. I didn't think it was an issue. Turns out to be an issue. So Shabbos, I got the question. Monday, screaming match. Here we are Wednesday, letting off the steam. So let's go back a second and ask ourselves a very simple question. When you daven the Shmoneh Esrei, the Amidah, that's called 18, even though it's 19 blessings, where does it begin? Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, right?
Although not even so.
How come it begins there? Look at the Gemara on top of the source sheet. Dav Dalet Amud Bet. A person is correct Kriyat Shema Mitpalel. In the morning you say Kriyat Shema, as we said many times, you say Ga'al Yisrael, and then you go into the Amida. Shachri Dechi Matzi Samech. The Gemara asks, how do you somech Ge'ula Letfila Ga'al Yisrael to Shmoneh Esrei in the morning? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, Batchila Omer Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. At the beginning of your Amidah, you say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Ulebasofu Omer Yihyu L'Ratzon Yimrei Fi. And at the end of the Amidah, you say the words Yihyu L'Ratzon Yimrei Fi V'Hegyon Li B'Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. To respect, you don't start Ga'al Yisrael Baruch Ata. You say Ga'al Yisrael Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. So how is there Smichat Ge'ula Ga'al Yisrael Tetfila Baruch Ata? Gemara answers, Ella, hatam kevante tekinu rabban lemeimar Hashem Sfatai Tiftach ketfila richta damya. The Gemara answers very simple. Who told you to somech geula litfila? Where did you come up with this one? Did you get a heavenly voice that told you this is what you got to do? Who told you to do it? The sages. So when the sages said to do it, they said do it. Now according to the sages, where does tefilat amida begin? Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. So there is no hefsek there. You're beginning your Amidah. You don't begin your Amidah with Baruch Ata. You begin with Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. That is the beginning of the Amidah as ordained by the sages. So there's no problem because Kitfila Richta Damya, instead of davening starting at Baruch, it starts at Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Incidentally, this is Paskin L'Halacha, especially in the morning. At night it's a good idea, but at night we all know there's a Teirim, but in the morning it's an absolute must. This has many ramifications. I'll give you 2. Number 1, if you come late into shul at Ma'ariv, what do? You come into shul, the chazan's already at Hashkiveinu. What do?
We join with the chazan.
Mm-hmm. You say the Amida with the Chaz, and then you make up the Birkos Kriyat Shema and Shema afterwards. Because Smichat Geula L'Tfila at Ma'ariv is a good idea, but it's not an obligatory. In the morning, it's obligatory. So same situation. Came into Shul late. The Chazan's already holding by. Esrat Avoteinu. Amida's going to begin in half a second as per the pace of Chazanim during the week. What do you do? Tough. Come into shul earlier. You have to at least say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yetzarei Vehoshech. The two brachas before Kriyat Shema, the bracha after Kriyat Shema, and the Amida. Second ramification, because this is an absolute must. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Kuf Yud Aleph Tzarich Lismoch Geula Litfila V'lo Yafsik B'nehem Afilu BeAmen Achrei Gaal Yisrael. Second nafkamina, when the Chazan says Gaal Yisrael, you don't answer Amen. Why? Amen's nice. Why don't you answer Amen? We just said why. Why? It's a hefsek. You have to somech ge'ula l'tfila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that means, from the word Ga'al Yisrael, what's the next word out of your mouth? Not God is great. Not I like my wife. What's the next word?
Amen.
Look in the source sheet. This is not Torah Shebal Peh. I mean, it is Torah Shebal Peh, but it's written down. V'lo b'shum pasuk, chutz me'Hashem s'fatai tiftach. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, says, Amida begins at Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach. Simple. So first nafkamina is if you come late to shul. Second nafkamina is, when you say Ga'al Yisrael, don't answer Amen to the Chazan, go right into the Amida. This, of course, brings up a question, which is exactly connected to our shir, which was not part of this screaming match. Gentlemen, when the Chazan says Ga'al Yisrael, what are you supposed to do? You ever notice what the Chazanim do? They say, Baruch Atah Hashem, quiet. Why? Because they don't want people to answer Amen.
Right.
More correct is that if the Chazan has to say, at least in the Ashkenazic shuls, the end of each sentence, you know the difference between Ashkenazic and Sephardic Chazanim, no? A Sephardic Chazan says every word out loud. He's a Chazan. An Ashkenazic Chazan is a traffic light. It's stop and go, stop and go. So he says every last sentence out loud. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, as he should. What should you do? You say it word for word with him and go right into the Amida. That's the more correct way. Okay? Third nafkamina, this is very, very important. Chazanim, I've seen do this all the time, and sometimes I tell them about it, and they still do it. When you say Ga'al Yisrael, you have to right away start the Amida. Gentlemen, when do you take your three steps back?
I would have done it after the...
You would have done it after. Bruce, what happens when you do it after? Have you been listening this morning, Bruce?
Well,
everything
said,
all right?
Before I heard the shir.
Before you heard the shir, you said, I'll take my three steps back after I say Ga'al Yisrael. But we have to somech ge'ula l'tfila. Don't do hefsek. So take your three steps back before the words Ga'al Yisrael. And some citizens even says, when you set the words Tehilot L'Kel Yon Boshem Avarach, get ready for the Amida. Take your three steps back, three steps forward. So the minute you say Ga'al Yisrael, you're into the Amida. Chazanim I've seen many times say Ga'al Yisrael, and they take the three steps back. Wrong. They didn't go somech ge'ula l'tfila. Absolutely wrong. So this is a very important thing, Bruce. We'll just end this particular part of the shir. In the morning, you have to somech ge'ula l'tfila as an obligation, which means Ga'al Yisrael, right into Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. That's the beginning of the Amida. Take your three steps back before that. Don't start talking to your friend there. Don't answer Amen. Nada. And if you come late to shul, tough, you have to say the Birkos Kriyat Shema, Ga'al Yisrael, and Amida. Yes, Bruce?
Can the Hesek be defined as something that when you take the three steps back, you're less than the time that is a Hesek?
So, oh, very interesting. So Bruce's answer is an excellent question. If you take three steps back in less time than if you say it. So maybe it's not there. I think not, because the idea you're quoting is what's called Toch Gedei Dibor. If a witness in court said he's guilty, and within the time it takes you to say Shalom Alecha Mori V'Rabbi, he says, no, he's innocent. It's as if he didn't say guilty. He corrected himself Toch Gedei Dibor. In davening too, if you happen to say the wrong words, let's say V'tein Bracha in the summer, and Toch Gedei Dibor you say V'tein Talumot Ad Bracha, it's fine. But that's with regard to Dibor. With regard to speech, not with regard to steps.
Nice.
All right. Now let's go further. So we all know what a yachid should do in the morning. Okay? Welcome to shul. Here is the protocol. This is what you got to do. Don't talk during the services. Don't take off your talis before aleinu. When you get to Ga'al Yisrael, take your three steps back. Say Ga'al Yisrael, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. It's part of davening. Yul Ratzon after the Amida is part of the davening. Great. Now what happens when you're chasm? So our situation, the screaming match, what happens? So the gentleman that screamed, he was on the right side of the page. But the gentleman that said it quietly, he did say it, was on the left side of the page. Let's see. The Trumas Hadeshen. Everyone here heard of the Trumas Hadeshen? Yeah? What is the Trumas Hadeshen originally? It wasn't a book. It wasn't a person.
It was the ashes on the
Mizbeach. One of the Avodot, very strange, was that you take a dustpan, a nice dustpan, and you take a little ashes off the Mizbeach before you start doing the Korbanos of the day. You open for business, that's the first thing you do. Later in life, there was a gentleman named Rabbi Yisrael Iserlin who wrote a quasi-responsum called Trumat Hadeshen. Why is it a quasi-responsum? Because no one asked him the questions. He made up the questions, and then he answered. You know, you want to print a book about questions and answers. Small problem. You don't have the questions, so we just added the questions. It's like a person told me, I want to get married here, and I want to have this and this band, and this photographer, and this and this Masada Kiddush. And I said, and who's going to be your wife? I'll find out later. But the important thing is this hole, this photographer, and of course, this Masada Kiddush. So the Trumas Hadeshen said, I don't have questions, so I'm not going to do Jeopardy. Namely, I'll write the answers, you guess the question. I'm going to write the question. So he was asked the question, I'm the chazan. Do I start from Hashem Sfatai Tiftach or Baruch Atah? Everyone knows in the Amidah, everyone agrees, from Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. What about the Chazarat Hashav? So Trumat Hadeshen answers, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, Yesh lo shtiach tzibur lachzir velomar, mishum dakamrinim perakamad debrachot, tfil arichta adami. He doesn't even understand the question that he asked himself, and said, what do you mean? The Gemara just said that Hashem Sfatai Tiftach is the beginning of the Amidah. So if we have an ordination of our sages to repeat the Amidah, how do you repeat the Amidah, quotation marks? Where does the Amidah start from? New Arthur? Where does the Amidah start from?
It depends.
It doesn't depend. Where does the Amidah start from? We just said it. Hashem, Sfatai, Tiftach. Simple. Shulchan Aruch in two places, Kuf Yud Aleph and Kuf Kav Gimel, says, the Chazarat Hashat, Sashem Hashem, Sfatai, Tiftach. Darkei Moshe HaKatzar. That's the Ramah on the Beit Yosef's Perush on the Torah. Everybody here heard of the Ramah. So Rav Moshe Isserlish in the 16th century in Krakow wrote a Beit Yosef. He didn't call it Beit Yosef. And then he found out that the Beit Yosef is writing it. So the story goes, he writes it in his introduction, that he basically took everything he wrote, put it in Geniza, and ultimately wrote just small notes on the Beit Yosef, and then in the Shulchan Aruch subsequently with the Ashkenazic customs. Imagine a person's working on a work, he finds that someone else published, whoosh, in the Geniza. That's an amazing, humble way of dealing with it. The story goes that in Krakow, in the cemetery, in the back of the Ramah Shul, there's a big tree next to his grave. That tree is huge. They say that the papers are under it. If we dig, we're going to find the Ramah's quasi-Beit Yosef.
No one looked for it?
No one touched it. Nobody touched it. Too heebie-jeebie over here.
So we don't have the original what he wrote?
What?
We don't have no. What he wrote?
So he writes the Darkei Moshe and the Beit Yosef on the Torah, and he writes, "Aval eino agin lomar yiyul ratzon achay tefilat sheikh tzibur bekol ram." Afal gavdan agin lomar tchila Hashem sfatai tiftach. Hashem sfatai tiftach. You say yiyul ratzon. We'll get to at the end of the shir. Okay. So we have the Ramah Ashkenazi, Trumat Hadeshen Ashkenazi, Shulchan Aruch Sfardi, all saying the same thing. Mishnah Berurah says simply, "Basuk zeh shayach letfila." And I wrote here on the page the Levush, the Kafachayim, the Aruch Hashulchan, and Rav Soloveitchik all said to the Chazan, "You start from Hashem Sfatai Tiftach." Out loud. It's part of the. You have to repeat Amidah. Amidah starts with Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. It's like you have to say Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael starts with the word. Good, it took you 3 seconds. Good, Bruce. Next time, 1 second. Gentlemen, right, left side of the page. So the gentleman screams at the chazan, but the chazan, due respect, remembered somewhere that you say it, but quietly. Where did he get that from? The holy Beit Yosef, that as we saw, paskind otherwise, brings a book I've never heard of, Ohel Moed. So we know what the original Ohel Moed was, just like the Trumat Hadeshen. The Tent of Meeting. We don't know who wrote the book. I couldn't find out before the shir. If you know, please let me know. Anyone listening, this is going to be a great service to us. Shliach Tzibur, quotes the Beis Yosef, name of the Ohel Moed, She'eino poteach bashnia, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. What does this Ohel Moed say? The Shliach Tzibur is this guy and that guy. When he repeats the Amidah, gentlemen, he doesn't say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. The Mogen Avram in the name of the Ktavim. I don't know what these writings are, ktavim. He says the same thing. Belachash Hashem Sfatai. You say it quietly. So the Ol Moed says you don't say it at all. And the Magen Avraham says quietly. The Mishnah Berurah says in the name of Achronim. Again, I don't know which Achronim. Tov Shir Meno Belachash. So we have two points of view here. Maybe three, again, if I'm reading into the Beit Yosef. First point of view is absolutely say it. It's part of the Amidah. Simple. Second one is say it quietly, but not out loud, as a chazan. And the third one is you don't have to say it at all.
Why do we view this as a halacha as opposed to local minhagim? Why say that there's a halacha involved rather than a local minhagim?
So why am I even giving a share on this? With due respect, is minhagim. You know, big deal. You light two candles, one candle Friday night. You know, that's not a share. You light as many candles as you want. With due respect, that's not a halachic share. The halachic share is going to be on the second night of Yontif when you really can't light candles unless you need it. Can you light candles at all? And if so, two, one, etc. But Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, light as many as you want. It's a minhag. You want to go like this, like the women do. You want to light it first. That's all minhag. Here, Bruce, this is a halachic issue. Can you explain to me why?
No, it's not clear when we...
Because Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, the Gemara made clear, is part of the Amidah. We always thought Amidah is 19 blessings or 18 blessings. That became 19. No! It's 19 blessings plus two verses. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach at the beginning. And you the Ratzon at the end.
No, I mean,
to the extent that you have to somach gula the tefillah, it's to Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. And therefore, Bruce, if there's an ordination of our sages to repeat the Amidah, halacha, not minhag, where does the Amidah start?
Out loud.
So let's say the Chazan gets up there, Baruch atah Hashem, and everything else he says quietly. Did he do a Chazarat Hashatz? No, he didn't even do Chazarat Hashatz. He made 18 to 19 brachot levatala. Why? Because the ordination is to say every word out loud. Now, what's every word define?
Well, that's it, it's Ashkenaz Svar.
There's no Ashkenaz Svar here, Bruce. You're misunderstanding. What's out loud?
Out loud?
The whole Amidah, namely, from Hashem Sfatai Tiftach till the Yehiyu L'Ratzon. Mm-hmm. So if indeed you have to say it out loud, and Amidah equals 19 plus two verses, he didn't do it. But if you say, wait, he should say it, but quietly, well, he is saying it, but quietly, you don't have to answer Amen after Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, Uli Yiratzon Merfi. But, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wait a minute, Bruce is saying, is this a halachic issue? So let's see, what is it based on? How come the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say quietly, and so many sources say out loud? So the out loud part I get. So the Levush says a very interesting thing. Anyone here heard of the Levush? Not clothing. Everyone here today is a pseudonym. Namely, it really means one thing, and a book was written, which means something else. So we said, Truma Tadeshen, Ohel Moed. Now we're up to the Levush. What's Levush? Clothing. Now what's the book called the Levush? The book called the Levush was written by a gentleman named Rav Mordechai Yaffe. He was a Talmud Muvhak of the Ramah. So we're talking about the generation after the Ramah. So Rav Mordechai Yaffe, who was a rabbi in Prague and Lublin and other communities, he basically wrote He'arot, notes on the Shulchan Aruch. The Levush. And basically nobody studied him too well because, again, you had the Shulchan Aruch, it's one clear cut. But every time I hear the Levush, it's like a make mitzvah, you take him out of the shelf, you dust off the dust, and you quote him. So let's quote him. You have to say Mech Gula Letzvila, etc., etc., and you have to say Hashem Shvatai Tiftach, look at the bolded letters, Lefi Sha'anu Mitpale Limbo, because we daven, Shiftach Hashem Yitbarach Sfateinu, Kedei Shenuchal Lahagit Tehilotav Bechavana. What did he just say? Why did the sage just say Hashem Shvatai Tiftach? What do those words mean? My God, open my lips, and may my mouth say your praises. Now, what is that for? Says Rav Mordechai Yaffe, the Levush.
Focus is coming
up. Focus, right? We have a precedent of that later. Now, this is already a minhag. What does the Chazan of Musaf do on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Ashkenazic shuls? Etc. It's a personal prayer of the Chazan to say, open my lips. During the Chazarat Hashatz, we have a piyut that says it. Became a very famous song. Anyone know how it starts? Ochila lakel achale panav. God, I'm coming before you. Give me the right words. I always found it funny because when he's been giving the right words, the machzor's in front of him, he's going to make up a few words. But he's saying, let my focus be correct. Mm-hmm. So says the Biur Halacha. The Biur Halacha is the Chafetz Chaim's Peirush on himself. So he knew what he wrote. So he went ahead and critiqued himself. So the Biur Halacha says, V'yesh layen, Ima Adam Shechach, Lomar Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. So let's say I'm in davening. And I daven my private amida, and I forgot to say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Happens! Didn't say it! Do I have to repeat the amida? Because I didn't say the whole amida? Let's be honest. The amida starts with Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. I said 19 blessings, plus one pasuk at the end. Yehiru Latzon, I didn't say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. We're not dealing with that today. And the Biur Halacha is dealing with it, and says, Ve'en lahavi raya, and don't bring me a proof from what I wrote in my Mishnah Berura that the Chazan says it quietly, which you could have deduced that means it's not so much of an obligation, because Chazaret Hashatz has to be said out loud. But this particular pasuk could be said quietly, thus it's not part of Chazaret Hashatz. Says the Mishnah Berura Biur Halacha, absolutely wrong, you ignoramus. No. You want to bring a proof? The proof has to be solid. And he explains why. Shani hacha. This pasuk is different. The lo shayach gabayu klal zeh pasuk da Hashem svatai tiftach kivan she'enam mitpadalim ba'atzman. Hashem svatai tiftach, says the Biur Halacha. Singular or plural? Singular or plural? No, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. Plural or singular?
Singular?
Now let me ask you a question. You're the Chazan. The Chazan's davening like his own Amida right now? He already davened his Amida quietly.
He's davening for everybody.
Oh, he's davening for everybody, says Arthur.
But
wait
his
minute.
His voice is, but it's his voice.
So wait a minute. When he says, let's keep that out for a moment. He says, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, open my lips. The whole Amid, the 19 blessings, are in plural, right? Choneinu mi'itcha, chokma bina v'askel, right? Barech aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, not me, everyone. So that's okay, you could say it out loud, you're bowing on top of everyone. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, that's just for the Chazan to say to God, listen, I'm about to represent the congregation, I'm about to do the public Amida, give me the strength to say it properly, and then start the Amida. Namely, let me be able to say the Amida without this gentleman screaming at me. So that's a personal prayer. Thus, yes, say it, but say it quietly, because it's in the singular. The plural stuff, which is all the 19 blessings out loud. I think that's a fascinatingly good svara.
Well,
now, according to that, I just want to say that if that's correct, gentlemen, I just ruined the Chazanim's life. How did I ruin the Chazanim's life? Chazanim really show their vocal cords on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they stam on at Chazanim, they're for Chazan from Musaf. Before Musaf is a hinini hani mimas. Now, a true story, I heard it from Rav Herschel Schechter. His father, already Zichrono Levracha, was a rabbi in an Orthodox shul, and there's a halacha that if you get to mincha time, you didn't daven musaf yet, what should you do first? Machlokas. Usually we daven shachris musaf mincha, but here it's mincha time, which you say every day, and a musaf once a week. So, tadir v'sheinot tadir tadir kodeh, maybe you should daven mincha first. So instead of getting to the machlokas, the rabbi, Rav Schechter's father, said to the chazan, listen, we're a little pressed for time, so why don't you just go to the Kaddish and we'll start the musaf. Chazan said, what are you, crazy? But that hinini hani amamaz, we're not going to be atoned for our sins. This is the most important thing. He said the Chazan started at the door. He made his way up as he's singing. That's the most important part of davening. Well, according to this Biur Halacha, with due respect, maybe it's important to you. I don't need to hear about it. Now take the whole hinini hani amamaz, the beautiful tunes, how do you say it in English? Okay, what Bruce said, take those notes. Throw it in the garbage. It's a personal prayer. It's also personal. Why do you make a song out of it? It's just the Chazan. Chazan, yes, say it, but say it quietly. You want to believe that you're going into a meeting and you'll say, God, give me strength to get the money out of this guy. You'd say that quietly. But when you talk about your institution or your hospital, whatever you're collecting for, of course you talk about it out loud. It's not me, it's everyone. But for you to succeed, for Yehoshua to succeed, of course say it privately. Yeah.
If it's going to enhance everyone's experience, hearing the Chazan say that, so I too can focus on his words.
Oh, could be. But then she said, Hashem Sfateinu Tiftach. Ufi Yagid Tehila.
It's his personal prayer.
Okay, but again, Bruce, what do you mean focus all our prayers? No one's saying anything but the Chazan. The Chazan's talking about his lips and his mouth. He's not talking about focusing per se. He's not saying, give us kavanah or give me kavanah.
He'd like me to listen to him.
Yes, but he's not saying that. He's saying, open my lips and my mouth. So my singular, say it quietly. Good svara. No? So what does the other point of view say? If you look on the sheet, it's pretty not equal. Except for like 3 points of view. I didn't do a count, but 3 points of view versus many, they all say, no, say it out loud. What's a simple reason why? So if you look at the Tshuvot v'Hanhagot, who wrote the Tshuvot v'Hanhagot? The answers and the Minhag. A wonderful posek, Rav Sternbuch, he lives in Har Nof to this day. He says, simple, the me'achar shechazal tiknu benusach ha'tfila lomar yiyulu ratzon, Hashem sfatai tiftach, kfa'om kechiyuva. When indeed the Anshei Shnei Knesset HaGdolah made the davening, they said, 19 blessings plus 2 psukim. So yeah, you could say this pasuk is singular, this one's plural, this one's this. End of the day, it's part of davening, whether we like it or not. And therefore, he goes out of his way to say that in my shul, the chazan says both out loud. And he goes on to say that if you don't say it out loud, Bruce, look at the bolded section, lo nikra tfilat ashlibur tzibur klal, elo ketfilat yachid la'atzmo basof. Ve'im ken, chaser b'shlimut ha'tfilah. If he doesn't say it, he didn't do a whole chazarat ha'shatz. Chazarat ha'shatz means 19 blessings, 2 psukim. You didn't say all out loud, you didn't do chazarat ha'shatz. So this gentleman screaming was like the Sternbuch, Rav Sternbuch, and the one that said it quietly followed the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, not bad, and they both have a good, solid reason. Why do you say it out loud? It's part of davening, simple. Why shouldn't you say it out loud, but say it quietly? Because it's personal. It's not public. It's personal. I should be a good chazan. Just like, as I said, you're going to a fundraising meeting with a big donor, you're not going to say out loud, God, give me the strength to pull one over his eyes, he should give me $100,000. No, you say that quietly, right? Then you walk into the meeting, you say, I have this institution, it's so beautiful, we have people in the institution, they teach, or they're taking care of the sick, etc. So, say it quietly because it's personal, say it out loud as part of davening.
If you're a chazan and you notice that there's 50 opinions for out loud and 5 quietly, does that help determine the way you should go? The majority versus minority opinions?
I think Bruce is asking a very good question, and that is when you have to paskin halacha, do you paskin by counting up majority rules, or do you go by what you believe is correct? There are different schools of thought on it. If you look at a Mishnah Berurah, it seems like he counts up and ultimately comes to the conclusion. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, they're both contemporaries, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. And we have that to this day. I have just one problem with the counting up, and that is, well, who's in the count? To be more precise, who's outside the count, Arthur? Let's say you have wonderful Rabbanim. I don't know, you have Rav Elyashev, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Rav Asher Weiss, Lahavdil ben Achayim, Lachayim, go on and on. Then you have a conservative rabbi, a reform rabbi, an intermarried rabbi, a lesbian rabbi who's not even Jewish because only her father's Jewish, and she's a convert, Bichlal, from the reform movement. What, do you count them all up? They're all equal? So that's why I have a problem with the counting up issue. With so much media today and so much information, though, who's in the count and who's outside the count? So I believe you have to paskin based on what you believe is right, obviously within the halachic system. Not like this. It's 3 points of view. One point of view is that you shouldn't drink stam yenam, if it's mevushal even. And the second point of view is, no, if it's mevushal, it's okay. And my point of view is it's all baloney. That's outside the halachic system. It has to be within. Well, turn the page. We took care of Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. As I told you, the big fight happened about Yiyul Ratzon. Yiyul Ratzon is at the end of davening. The Gemara that we started with seems to say they're equal. Right? Amida for the personal person davening, Yachid, is 19 blessings plus 2 psukim. Chazarat Hashatz, different points of view at the beginning. Now we go to the end. You would have asked me, I say, same machlokas. Well, what do you mean? The same idea. Just change Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Liyur Ratzon. Plug in the points of view. Well, not exactly. Why? Because we quoted the Rama earlier from the Darkei Moshe. And I put it again on the second part of the page because I knew that Alex would not turn the page around. He's tired and he wants to look at it. And I said, I'm going to do a chesed for Alex. I'm going to print it twice. You know they have two kinds of sitters. The one sitter says when you have a kel melech in the slichos, turn back to this page and they don't print it again. And the other one prints it again. Nafkamina, how heavy is the sitter? How much muscles you need to pick it up? Well, today I'm like the North sitters, you don't need to turn back. Look in the top of page 2, Alex. Darkei Moshe HaKatzar. Good idea for everyone to look together with Alex.
So
So the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah says, okay, I agree with Hashem's Vatai Tiftach part. You the Ratzel not. Whoops! What did we just say? It's either or. Either you say it quietly, or you say both out loud. You have a Ramah that says, no, Hashem Svatai Tiftach, out loud. Yul Ratzon, quietly. And of course, the Ramah in the Ramah, that's why it's called the Ramah, he paskins, avali no mer besof atfila, Yul Ratzon. Don't say it out loud, Chazen. Why? We just said it the same. So before we answer why, let's go to the left side of the page, and you could see that I brought endless sources to say they're one of the same. The Beit Yosef says in the name of the Trumat HaDeshen that, just like you say Hashem Svatai Tiftach, at the end you say Yul Ratzon. The Eliyahu Zuta. That's a spelling mistake. It should be Eliyahu, not Eliyah. Anyone heard of the Eliyahu Zuta? The small Eliyahu? Not as big Eliyahu? The small Eliyahu. There's certain families that have two people with the same name. They say Big Jack, Little Jack. Right? Jack Daniels, Shivas Regal. Gentlemen, they're all garbage anyway. They're not single malt. Arthur, yes. Due respect. Who's the Eliyahu Zuta, the small Eliyahu? So the Levush, I told you, was a book that was written afterwards. There were Perushim written on the Levush. This was written by a guy named Eliyahu Shapira. He wrote a Perush on the Levush. And he says, in the name of the Malbushe Yom Tov. See? The clothing for Yom Tov. You like that? A book called Levush, Clothing. A Perush on it was Malbushe Yom Tov, Rabushe Yom Tov, Rab Yom Tov Lipman Heller. Does anyone here know who that is? Okay, how many people here learned Mishnah in school with those dinky Mishnahs that were given to you in like stapled together, and it looked like a Gemara, and one side said Rav Eliyahu Mibar Tanura in Rashi script, and the other side said Tosfos Yom Tov. You remember those? Here's the Tosfos Yom Tov, different book he wrote, Malbushe Yom Tov. But Beit Yosef Mashma, Shemisha Omer Shein Omer Yehi Ratzon, Sover Gam Ken Shein Omer Hashem Svatai Tiftach. Meaning either or, either you say it out loud, or you say both quietly, there's no difference. The Levush says the same thing. The Gra says it. The Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Shla. The Aruch HaShulchan. And of course, Rav Sternbuch we saw earlier. Well, gentlemen, that's simple. If it's part of the Amidah, you have to say it out loud. Why is it the Ramah said, Hashem Svatai Tiftach, yes, Yul Ratzel not. If it's private, so both. Why is it he's making this distinction? So I think I have four different answers for this. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look, number one. The Somech al Tidkabel Tzalot on Shomer Basof. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the difference between you davening, Arthur, and the Chazan? When you daven quietly, you say, Yul Ratzel Mefri Ve'yonah B'Lefanecha, God, accept my prayer, and what I just said, that's it. You don't have anything else to say except my prayers. He said, Shema Koleinu, Ratzeh Hashem Elokeinu. You're done. What about the Chazan? Does he again request, accept my prayers after his Chazarat Hashatz? Yeah. In what? In the Kaddish Titkabel. Titkabel Tzelotan Uvahutan Dechol Beit Yisrael. Accept our prayers, God. So therefore, he should have said Yul Ratzon. But since he says Titkabel, he doesn't need to say Yul Ratzon. Namely, he could say it, but albeit he doesn't need to say it, because he's going to say Kaddish later. Answer number two, the Levush. The Levush says, with due respect, that's not the reason. What's the reason? Not that he's saying Tidkabel Tzalotun, he doesn't need to say it. Due respect, it's premature. Why is it premature? Because he didn't finish davening yet. When you daven your Tfilas Amida, you're done. Finished.
Yeah, but aren't we finishing a section of
Tfilah? Ah, so says the Levush, when you daven in a minyan, the section of Tfilah is from Chazarat Hashatz till the Kaddish Tiskabel. How do we know that's true? From something we quoted around this table. If you started with the minyan and then the ninth man, you only have nine and not ten, where do you go till? Till you finish that section. Where does the section end? As Kaddish Tiskabel. So how can the Chazan say Yul Ratzon? He didn't finish yet. He's still in the middle. It's like the Chazan's in the middle of the Amida. He's at bracha number, I don't know, 7 out of 19. And he says, God, accept my prayers. Well, what about all the rest of the brachas? So not that he doesn't need to say it. He can say it, yet it's premature. Answer number three, the Taz. The Taz says, the Bishlam Hashem Sfatai Tivtach, Tzarech Shiyomar Kadei Sheyazol Hashem Yisparach, Liten Lo Kavanat Alev Lipalel. Aval Achara Tfil Hashem Tal Bishvil Acharim, Lo Sheyach Lomar Vigyon Libi, Ki Lo Yipalel Atzmo, Ya Tzarech Lomar Vigyon Lev Hashomim Latfila, Vende Menusach HaPasuk. At the beginning of davening, he should say Hashem Sfatai Tivtach. Why? Because I'm about to be chazen. God, open my lips. At the end of davening, when he already davened on behalf of the congregation, should he say, God, accept my prayers or accept our prayers?
No.
Ours. That's not the lashon of the pasuk. Yulratzoni reifi is my mouth. Vehegyon libi, my heart. Therefore, not that he doesn't need to say it, or not that it's premature. It makes no sense. He's not saying, God, accept my prayers. He davened on behalf of the congregation. It's accept our prayers. Therefore, not that it's premature, and not that he doesn't need to say it because he's saying Kaddish Tiskabel, but rather, it's inappropriate. It's like you daven for everyone, he says, and instead of davening for everyone, say, God, only accept my prayers. Forget about everyone else. Well, it's all of us. So all of us to be Yul Ratzon Lev HaShomim, namely me davening, and the Shomim, the people that said Amen. Since there's no pasuk like that, inappropriate. And finally, Rav Sternbuch, 1 second, in the Tshuvot V'Hanagot says, Omnam! I can try to give some sense into it, though I disagree. In my shul, they say both out loud. And he says like this, look at the bolded letters. Hayo mishum shebecharat hashav techev begmar berch hasim shalom nishlama hatfila shelo tiknu latzibur lomar ela yudchet brotol velo yoter velachen lo tiknu laharama lahashat zim ayu leratzon kivan telo shayach yoter latfila. And where does he base it on? He bases on the vidui and Yom Kippur. Let me ask you a question. When you do the vidui and Yom Kippur, where do you do it in your private amida? So let's go back to Yom Kippur. Remember Yom Kippur? Beginning of October this year. October 8th was Yom Kippur. Pretty holy day, right? White, no eating. Where did you say the vidui? Where did you, Bruce, say the vidui? Two places. One was in the repetition, and one was in your private amida. Where did you say it in the private amida? And then you said it, towards the end. But before you said Yula Ratzon, so your davening is not over yet. Correct? That last pasuk wasn't said. Where do you say it in the Chazarat Hashatz? In the middle of it, right? Do you remember where? The Chazan said Yala V'Yavo, and Shachris, Mincha, Ne'ila. Then, forget about Ne'ila a second. Kikel Melech Anun V'Rach Lumata, ay. You go into Shema Kolein and you say the Vidui. Why didn't you say it at the end? So says Rav Sternbuch, maybe because in the Chazarat Hashatz, when you say HaMavarach Tamo Yisar B'Shalom, it's done. And since you need to say it in the Amida, you can't say it there because it's the end. In your private Amida, till you Ratzon, you're still davening. But in the public Amida, the reason why the sages said saying in the middle and not at the end was not because of some philosophical reason, but simple, technical. In the Chazarat Hashatz, one Chazan said HaMavarach Tamo Yisar B'Shalom, like the Chazan I quoted at the beginning of Shir, the Amida's done. Therefore, you have to say the vidui in the middle. From here, proves Rav Sternbuch, maybe it's not, it's premature, or it's not needed, or it's inappropriate. He says, it's useless. Why is it useless? Because you finished the Amida with a Barech, the Moisar B'Shalom. He disagrees with this. And his shul, they did say it. But he said, it's finished. So you can't say, it's really that according to the sages, Chazarat Hashatz ends with a Barech, the Moisar B'Shalom. Namely, if I can say it very succinctly, the Tfilat Amida B'Lachash is 18 blessings plus 2 psukim. The Chazarat Hashatz is 18 blessings plus 1 pasuk. What I just said was narishkeit. Why? We don't have 18 blessings. We have 19 blessings plus 1 pasuk or 2 psukim. On Shabbos Yontif 7 plus 1 pasuk or 2 psukim. And on Yom Kippur, same thing, 7. On the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have 9 plus 2 psukim. Says Rav Sternbuch, that's only the private Amida. In the public Amida, take off the Pasuk. Thus, on Yom Kippur, if you want to say the Vidui in the middle of davening, it has to be somewhere else, not at the end. Thus, private Amida, till you say Yehu Ratzon, you're standing in your Amida. Thus, Bruce, if you're standing with your feet together, you can still add on supplications that you forgot. Once you take 3 steps back after the Yehu Ratzon, it's over. Thus, on Yom Kippur, right when you say, Amavrech Tamo Yisar B'Shalom, right? After B'Sefer Chaim, B'Sefer B'Shalom, You could say David, you're in the middle of your davening. Not so in Chazarat HaShatz. One same Baruch the Moizah Shalom, the Chazan standing there, 2 feet together. He's gone! He's finished! And therefore you say it in the middle. So we just gave 4 answers why is Zilur HaTzon different than Hashem's Fatai Tiftach. A, you don't need to say it, you say Tidkab Tzalaton. Bet, premature, you didn't finish davening yet, so you can't say accept my prayers, you have more prayers coming. 3, doesn't make sense. You're talking about everyone and you're saying it in the singular. Or 4, it's not part of the Chazarat HaShatz. Yes, Bruce.
When Chazal wrote that the Shulei Sukkah should say in the singular, could they have intuited that the crowd is not, they're not davening. They're standing, they don't have a davening. Shulei Sukkah was really their representative, and that's why they wrote it in the singular. Because they could have made it in the plural in the Shulei Sukkah.
They could have. And they didn't. And from here we prove it's not part. That's exactly it, Bruce. Rav Shermuth said, they could have said, say something else. They didn't say it. Thus, we prove it's not part of it. Hashem's Fatai Tiftach makes sense because I'm about to daven. But once I finish davening, then God should accept all our prayers, not just me. We're going to say piyutim in the Chazarat HaShatz and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and some people on Yontif. What? That's not included? We're going to say piyutim together. So I'm just saying, just accept my prayers. Forget about everyone else. Doesn't make sense. So we knocked some sense into both parts of the equation. Do you say Hashem Svatai Tiftach and Yulu Ratzon out loud? Basically, we said there's credence for both. By the way, nobody here said you don't say it at all, except for that Ol HaMoed book. Everyone says the Chazan should say Hashem Svatai Tiftach, albeit quietly because it's in the singular, or out loud because it's part of davening. Yulu Ratzon, different, as we saw. The Ramah says Hashem Svatai, yes. You Ratzel, no. We gave 4 answers why it could be different. Either you don't need to say, you say Tikabel Tzalotam, or it's premature, you're still davening, and you have more prayers to say before you say accept. 3, it's inappropriate because it's in the singular. Or 4, it's never been part of the Amida of the Chazarat HaShatz, and thus on Yom Kippur, we make sure to say the Vidui earlier. But, if you ask me what I paskin, I say, do respect. What do you have to lose? I don't know who's right. But if indeed it might be part of the Amida, and Amida means Chazarat HaShatz word for word, letter for letter, why should you skip it? Maybe it's inappropriate, this and that. I think you have everything to lose if you don't say it. What do you have to gain? I believe that it's important to say every word out loud. I don't think it hurts in terms of Hashem's Fatai Tiftach. Yulu Ratzon, I can understand both points of view. To make a long story short, Bruce, yes, there's credence to both. And I highly advise everyone in this particular table and beyond it and those hearing the recording, when you see something you don't agree with in shul, take a breath. Don't lose your mind. Go home, talk it over, and then if indeed the chazan made a mistake, you go ahead and you point it out. Who did I learn it from? I didn't come up with that one. Who did I learn it from? There was a great posek. Bruce, he doesn't count up shitas. Have you heard of Rav Moshe Feinstein? You heard of him? Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a beautiful tshuva. I think it's one of the most beautiful tshuvas he wrote. He says to the gentleman who is asking the question, with due respect to you, do you really think it's your place, or to be more precise, it's appropriate for you to say, hey, the minhag they're doing is absolute narishkeit, it's wrong. He says, many gedolim, rabbonim, throughout the generations did it. Are you really willing to say they're all wrong and you're right? What is this? Either there's 2 points of view. My point of view and the idiotic point of view. Or the moronic point of view. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, where do you get off? Well, you really think you're above everyone? Let's try to put credence into what they do. If we can't, after we take a drink of water and we think about it, okay. The Rabbeinu Tam says, min hog, if you change the letters around, sometimes it becomes Gehenim. Namely, if you do something you think it's a min hog, you can go right to hell. Like someone that comes Yontif morning and lights a Yortzeit candle because they're saying Yisker. There's credence for that. It transfers fire. Can you blow it out? So I've seen people blow it out. It's my minhag. That's a minhag. You go home, you drink water, you take a look. Absolutely aser kibui on Yontif. That's a minhag that will kick you to Gehenna. But, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, when you start and you see something strange in a shul or wherever it might be, what should be your initial assumption? Innocent till proven guilty. Don't scream. Don't yell. Don't say they don't know what they're doing. And don't say the word amaratzim. Go home. Think about it. And indeed, if you come to the conclusion there is no credence, say so in an appropriate way. I can promise you, you'll get much further with honey than with vinegar. Namely, if you scream in davening, you'll just have a screaming match. If you go to the gentleman privately on a Monday or Tuesday and you say quietly, I'm pretty sure he may listen. A piece of advice from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I think we should all listen as well.